first of all, the headline is that we're aspiring as a council to make North Yorkshire a place where people can live well with dementia. And we know that just today there's 10,000 people across North Yorkshire who are living with some form of dementia. And with an ageing population, you know, that's going to rise. So the County Council takes a key role in providing services in this area, and so it's important that we have a strategy as to how we're going to do it to maximise the benefit for residents within the finances that we've got. As an example, in North Yorkshire, we're quite an interesting demographic. We've got 23% of people are over 65 in North Yorkshire, while that's 17% across the rest of England. So we are, in terms of an age profile, where the rest of the country is going to be in 5 years' time. And by 2025, 28% of people in North Yorkshire will be over 65. So anything that, any kind of health condition that particularly would affect the elderly, we're experiencing more of it in the county now than the rest of the country, and we know it's going to get worse. So it's important that we direct resources and have a strategy to try and do our best to support people, you know, who've got a condition like dementia.
So what have you identified as the top priorities, as it were?
A key one is that it's possible to live well with dementia. It's important that people understand what the condition is, the different types, and what they can do. And it's important to recognise that people with the condition can live a life that's valuable, that contributes to society. And anything that we can do as a council to help promote that, then that's got to be a positive thing.
And I know from speaking to Dementia Forward, who do a lot of work with people in the Harrogate district and a bit further afield, one of their main concerns is the stigma. There's still a stigma attached to dementia, so presumably that's something else you're keen to help tackle.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the sad things is that early diagnosis of dementia with appropriate support and in certain cases medication can stop it progressing at the pace that it might have done. And that's such a shame if you know there's a stigma attached to a condition that means that someone who's got it has a worse outcome because of that stigma. You know, that's a terrible state of affairs to be in. So this strategy is not just about people with dementia and their carers or their families. It's also about educating the wider public, not only the colleagues who work with us at North Yorkshire and across our partners, but also, you know, in businesses generally and just around the wider population about what this condition is and how everybody can support people with dementia. And the starting point is to know what they can do, try and understand a bit more about the condition, something like that.
Moving on to the strategy for carers now, obviously that's another ongoing priority for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the carer strategy links in very much to other things that we're doing. The important thing around a carer strategy is recognising that the number of people within the county who act as carers, because supporting them it can be just as important as supporting the person who needs the care.
A lot of the battle with looking after carers is getting them to recognise that they are a carer because they're doing it for a friend or family member. They don't see themselves as a carer.
That's right. I mean, the statistics show that 3 in 5 people will be a carer at some point in their lives. And, you know, a carer could be, you know, a young person caring for an older parent. So one of the starting points on the strategy is trying to make sure that we identify carers more easily, and then that's a good starting point for being able to highlight the support that might be available to them.
And looking at young carers, of which there are many, you've got the added issue of making sure that they're still going to school, getting education, that sort of thing.
That's right. I mean, young carers have a particular challenge there, and being able to identify that they are carers means that the schools can play a role ensuring that their well-being is being monitored maybe a bit more closely than others, and that people intervene to support them where necessary. So, young carers are a key group there. Also, we've identified, and this is through research done with both people providing unpaid care themselves and the carers' organisations, that there's a role to play when someone ceases to be a carer. I had a very interesting discussion just recently with Dementia Forward, who were telling me about the groups that are provided to support carers, where they can come along, the community groups where they can come in and share time and activities together. But if the person who they're caring for is no longer around, then actually that carer has just lost a big part of their social interaction. And one of the things we can do at that end of the scale is make sure that just because someone stopped being a carer doesn't mean that we've forgotten about them and that we're aware that they still have needs that we can support them.
So anyone who's been listening to this and is affected by dementia or they are a carer, where's the best place for them to go for advice, first of all?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, certainly if you're online, northyorks.gov.uk/carers is a great place to start. If you call the County Council's call centre, all of our staff have been trained both on the carer strategy and what we're trying to achieve there, and also the dementia strategy that we've talked about today. Libraries, GPs, it's all there. What I would say to people is don't be scared of just asking for help. Don't be scared to just look for some information. What we want is people to be treated with respect and get them the information they need so that they can help themselves or we can help them. Starting point is County Council, but actually if you look around, the information is out there, but it's part of our job to make sure that it gets to where it's needed.